95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Isn't pizza day again? It's National not pizza day. Oh, come on.
Doesn't mean we can't order one.
Ah, good idea.
Although I have to be honest, I think yesterday I was really sidetracked by the pizza.
Is that why everything was so chaotic and insane?
I mean, I'd like to blame it on that. Certainly the first hour was that way because I am unable to focus on more than one thing.
Yeah, because there's food in the studio.
So as soon as there's about anything else? Pizza, sure. So now it's like on the way yesterday.
Oh, that was great.
I was watching like where the driver is.
Oh, that was
on
awesome.
Computer.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's better than anything else. And
so
then it showed really up. Yeah.
Paying attention.
Now, who cares? Yeah.
Yesterday.
Good. So let's order some more.
Keep that string going.
Yes.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Have you heard Slash's cover of Rocket Man?
Oh, man, no. I think I've heard Bill Shatner's cover, but not his.
Oh, that's a good one, too. You have to pull that one. Slash, they did one, I believe it was last year, and I think it was for a Disney Plus documentary on a stuntman.
All right.
I think.
Right.
And it's him and Miles Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really pretty amazing version.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was very surprised by that.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
No, okay. You never know.
No, it's a really pretty good version.
That's our biggest trouble and one of our biggest troubles in life, isn't it? That where people always just assume we're being sarcastic.
Of course, because we are most of the time.
Yeah, well, shut up. What do they know?
There's a man and a wife who stumbled onto a corpse on the beach.
Oh, that's fun. They surfboard on it and get
out
there?
They didn't. They ran from it.
Aww.
They
literally, what's it gonna do? It's not a zombie.
Right. They literally turned and ran. And they're like 68 years old.
Well, so it wasn't really fast running.
No, it was. They stayed in the same place, but they were running. biggest mistake you made on the job?
Oh, man. Woo. Okay. Wow. That's
of which there are many.
Sure.
For us.
I've got to be opening up a can of worms for people. That's great.
Correct. Yes.
I love it.
And also, your favorite cover songs based on the Slash song.
Oh, nice.
Your favorite covers, because there are millions of them.
There really are. It's very hard to nail it down.
So your favorite ones we'll talk about in the 5 o'clock hour on 95.5 KLOS.
Did you see the movie that was in? That Aerosmith cover, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the Bee Gees movie. In
no.
Like 78 or something like
that. I don't think I did.
Oh.
No.
Man, was it painful. Man.
Bad?
Oh, so painful.
Really?
Yeah, I went with a whole bunch of friends, and they were all excited about it. And I'm like, you know, it's Beatles music. Maybe
sure,
it'll be cool.
Sure.
It was just awful. And we all were like, I think a few of them left. They just like, I'll meet you in the mall later.
Even the ones that were excited about
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. But that particular scene was particularly good. Particularly. Aerosmith. Yeah, covering.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I just found a song that was put out last July 24th of last year.
Okay.
And it's by Slash.
And it's a cover, speaking of.
And Miles Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Yes, doing a cover of Rocket Man.
Okay.
And I didn't know that it existed, but I guess it's for a Disney Plus show called Stuntman.
Okay.
So that's why they recorded it last year.
Right.
I'm assuming that the pandemic played havoc with the timeline a bit.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Like everything else, yeah.
It's always fascinating to me, especially for a song that's that well known and has that many covers,
right?
For somebody else to do a cover,
like, yeah, let's do it,
right? What do you, how do you plan that in your head? How do you go, all right, we need to make it different,
yes,
but we don't want it to be bad,
yeah? Well, I know some people apparently don't take that phase into consideration,
they don't know, but this you'll hear actually does sort of take into account that it's. Needs to be a lot like the original.
Sure.
But not necessarily exactly like the original.
Right. Right.
So this is Slash featuring Miles Kennedy.
Just already, this little beginning, it's hard to believe that's Slash.
Packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
Slash isn't playing yet, you might.
Yeah.
I figured out.
0 hour, 9 a.m.
I think I would be afraid as a vocalist to try this.
Yes.
Gonna be high. By them.
And I always wonder what Elton, you know, the original artist, think of the covers.
Yeah. I would be afraid that he would hate me.
Yes. Right?
I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife.
Now, I like it because it's very Elton John-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's lonely out.
You can smoke a nice doobie and get chill. No, definitely not.
You can tell that he's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Such a timeless flight.
Now they get into the chorus, and then Slash comes in, and then it just, he slashes it up, like Slash does.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time, till touchdown breaks me round and can't you find, I'm not the man that think I am at home, oh no, no.
those lyrics.
Oh, that's always funny, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I get it. Almost hear that in the 70s still, you know, that kind of guitar play.
But I also feel like they know it's going to be part of another project. It's not their thing.
Right.
So they sort of have to do a regular version
of it. Right.
So a little bit later this afternoon, we're going to take your favorite cover songs.
Mm.
And we'll play some of them. And not all of them are great.
No.
As a matter of fact, I have two or three
really bad ones.
Coming up next.
Nice. Van Halen's offspring, Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. That is Epiphany. He's been a guest with Matt Pinfield a few times on his new and approved show. And if mm-hmm. you missed that, you can find it on social. See what he has to say about the world in general.
Do you have the same expectation that I do, which is, oh, no, it's someone famous's kid?
Of course, 100%. And then we heard the entire album pretty early on. It's like, damn.
We were like, holy crap.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's always so embarrassing.
It's not just good, it's great.
Yes. And it's generally, I'm going to say 82% of the time embarrassing when the kid steps
yes.
up and starts.
Yes.
You know, usually it's like, oh, no, here we
mm-hmm.
go.
Here
man,
we go.
He's got some great stuff.
This guy thinks he can play because his dad's Eddie Van Halen. Yeah. Turns out he can't.
It turns out he's got some good stuff in his head.
Who knew?
Yeah.
We're talking about your favorite cover songs.
And your least favorite.
And your least favorite. Mine, this is my favorite, but I assume it will be one of your least favorites.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure about you, Sluggo, because you like Bad.
I do like Bad.
But you remember Wing?
Oh, the weird Japanese lady.
I think.
Out of her mind.
South Korean, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know, but I found her on South Park.
Right.
And I waited until the credits to see, because I was like, why would they do
that?
Such an offensive
terrible
voice?
Awful.
And it turns out it's not an offensive voice.
She's a real artist.
Yes.
She's out there creating music for the world
it
to enjoy.
It said Wing as herself. And I was like, what?
That can't be right.
So let's play an AC/DC cover. Which one do you... Yeah. Yeah. Full on Casio.
Kids feel like Casio. Playing a video game, yeah.
Why listening to that, I thought
there's someone just horsing around.
Yeah, this is, but it's,
I mean, it sounds exactly like South Park, what you would expect them to come up with.
But they could get, turn it down a little, they could get away with it,
right?
But it wasn't, it's a real person,
yes.
And by the way, Wing has
many songs,
15 albums.
I'm shocked how much people love Wing, too. I had not heard of Wing until you brought her in.
All right, that's not great. That's not our best. Let's try Highway to Hell, because...
She likes AC/DC, apparently, right?
She does, yeah. A little higher quality Casio keyboard.
I feel like I'm watching Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
It's my favorite drum sound.
That is nice. That is quality.
All right, it's not great.
What do you mean it's not great? Wonderful. Asking nothing. Dearest CIA, this would be perfect torture music.
Yes, it would.
You're looking for torture music.
We tried to get her on the show at the other place.
Yeah.
And she charged us.
Oh, you're kidding. How much did she want?
I don't remember what it was, but she had an appearance fee.
Trip wouldn't pay?
Nope.
Come on, that's worth it. This is worth it.
Nope.
We'll pay here. Kayla, Keith, money.
Listen, I understand that's cringeworthy.
Wow, that is. All right, so I mean, we were talking about some good covers.
I have an example of what I consider a great cover.
I like now White Stripes. They covered Dolly Parton's Jolene, and that's
brilliant. I love that. Yes,
yeah, it's like they put a little record sound effect at the beginning, so you hear it just like you do.
What about Purple Haze?
By who?
By The Cure.
Well, you're just saying that because I said The Cure yesterday instead of The Who.
No,
I was going to give away tickets
I'm
to The
I'm not saying that.
Really,
I'm saying that because The Cure did a cover
Jimi Hendrix.
I vaguely
remember that. What was it on? It was on some weird compilation.
Yeah, it was a compilation thing. I don't remember.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
All I remember is I was at a house out by Coachella and the song came on. And I was
you were like, wow, I'm really high.
What the hell is that?
That can't be right.
No, and I asked who it was and they said it was The Cure doing a cover of that song. And this I think is it's it. A serious... Yeah.
Okay, I do kind of remember that. I do remember listening to this when it was new. I'd forgotten about
it. It's got a great groove.
Yeah.
But it is Purple Haze.
Yeah. Yeah. Bob Smith and The Cure.
Yes.
95.5 KLOS. I expect that Robert Smith was a Jimi Hendrix fan.
I understand if that's not your thing, but that's my thing.
You like this. Yeah. Well, I wish I brought Jolene in, White Stripes. I really love that.
We can pull it.
Yeah. That's good stuff. It's short, too.
So anyway, we're talking today about cover songs.
Right.
And in the 5 o'clock hour, you'll be able to weigh in with yours. Or you could weigh in with them on Twitter now.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yes.
And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we will go through your favorite and perhaps least favorite.
Yes, please. We like those as well.
Cover songs. I've worked here about a year.
That's right. Yeah, February 18th will be your one-year anniversary next Friday. That's crazy. That was quick.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It was yesterday that you were talking me into it, and I was like, all right, that sounds great.
And I've been here for 37 years myself.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. So I just got this email, and I've never participated in this before. Hi, team. I'm excited to announce we're rolling out the 2021 performance reviews.
Oh, yeah, I got that, too.
Okay, so what that means is that we need to...
No.
Yes, we need to evaluate our own performance.
I'm so good at that because I'm perfect at my job. I always just send back straight A's. Everything is perfect in my world.
Same.
I'm amazing, right? I know you are. You're incredible at your job.
Never make a mistake.
Never.
So we're going to be evaluating ourselves, and then we're going to be evaluated by our manager. So here's question one.
Uh-huh.
Are you clear where you work?
Okay, that seems like a fair question.
I feel like I'm pretty solid.
I mean, you've been here a year. I've been here for 35 years.
Yeah.
You have it down, right?
Yeah.
We have this tape here.
99.5, hold on. 99.5 KLOS.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
99.5.
All right, so maybe
listen,
not.
Listen.
That was several months into you being here, but that's okay. 99.
Also, said it 3 times. And even after you questioned it. Said it again.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Wow.
Well, so, all right.
All right, so I'm going to put down, I guess, scale of 1 to 10. I don't know how you do this. I'll give myself a 3.
Yeah, I was going to say 3. That's exactly what I was going to say.
What would you give yourself?
Oh, always a 10. Always. Everything. I never screw up anything. So, $2,000 very soon in the high-low contest on First Wave. First Wave. Oh, yeah.
First Wave.
Well, I forgot that other thing. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have no idea what Channel 33 is.
So,
what? 3. I'll go with the 3 after all.
Both 3s.
Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Are you good at following the rules of radio?
I am. I think you are.
I mean, sometimes we goof around, but for the most part, we're pretty solid.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to do that. Sounds like a great idea, but I'm eating.
You are eating. You are not professional.
I am definitely not professional. Not when there's pizza involved.
That's the first thing they teach us in radio school.
That was yesterday. That was just yesterday.
That was yesterday.
All right, I get a 1 on that one. I get a 1.
You know what?
On following the rules.
I don't think I was eating in that clip.
No, you weren't.
10.
Ha ha, you bastard. You bastard.
I get a 10.
Ah.
How is your level of concentration when you have a guest?
Oh, we're solid focus.
That's what I think. I'd say 7, 8.
Yeah.
And being, you know, modest.
At least, yes.
So did you get to at least say I challenge you to a drool, or did the security
drool? I challenge you to a drool.
That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
I mean, here we had the president of France on the phone, and you... Ask him if he drools.
I mean, you were good on that one.
Oh, so, I get a 10?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And I get a 1.
Oh.
Let me see. Average it together. Average 3.
We're not getting a raise. I think that's what it comes
down to. We're an average of 9.
We rule!
Not good at math either.
No one's better than us. I have to play air piano. I have to do it.
You do it well.
I even do it in the car. It's really annoying. I've swerved and crashed into trucks and all sorts of stuff.
I'm a car drummer.
Are you?
Yeah.
You beat that steering wheel to death.
That's how I roll.
Hell yeah.
Let's talk about biggest mistakes you made on your job. $1 million painting is ruined after... And by the way, thank you, Raul, for sending this.
Yeah, Raul, you rule, dude.
We have certain Twitter followers who plan the whole show for us.
Yeah, they do all the
really
work.
It's really nice.
They find all the interesting stuff, send it to us.
He found the story. He gave me the angle.
Yeah, he even gave the angle, too.
He's just not here to take the calls. I mean...
Raul, get your ass down here.
$1 million painting is ruined after bored security guard draws eyes on faceless figures on his first day at the job at a Russian art gallery.
I mean, this is a classic painting, beautiful thing worth like $1 million. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have, you know, it's like one of those sort of abstract paintings, no faces.
It's, you can see that it's somebody's head.
Yes,
but
lots
you can't
of people.
See any features.
No.
It's just completely blank.
And it's really cool. And dude went up and just decided to...
I'm going to draw a little eyes on here with a ballpoint pen.
The security guard, the guy who's supposed to keep people from doing exactly that.
Yes.
He went up and he's like, I'll fix this painting. It's boring.
And by the way, maybe it is boring, but
dude,
do you understand the basics of an art gallery is that they have cameras?
Well, it's probably
kind of a given
frowned
thing.
Upon to do that. I mean, if you were at McDonald's and you went up and you changed the prices on the board, it would be very funny.
Right.
But you'd probably get fired.
Right, of course.
But this dude isn't a...
But we're not saying don't do that.
Million, no.
We are
million-dollar painting.
Yes, that does not seem great. It says a million-dollar painting has been destroyed after he drew eyes on the faceless figures depicted in the artwork.
And he was brand new, right? I believe that they
it
had just hired
him. It was his first day on the job. Yep.
How do they vet these people? So have you ever drawn on a million-dollar painting, buddy?
How bored can you be on your first day? I mean, are you like looking around, getting the lay of the land and figuring out what the place is?
No, he's getting his ballpoint pen out and he's going, I'll improve these
bathrooms.
Paintings.
Like, is there any place right? Is there a machine, food machine that I could get some snacks
Where
out of?
Where do I clock in? What? How do I make sure I get paid? Can I use my gun on anybody who annoys me?
He drew two pair of eyes out of the three people pictures.
Characters, yeah.
With a ballpoint pen. Anna Laporskathyaz, which I'm positive is right.
Whoa.
It's her painting between 1932 and 34.
Oh, so she's not. I was wondering if she was still on the planet. She's dead.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so there's no way she could fix it.
He's believed to be about 60 years old. The security guard.
He's 60 and he's doing that.
Yeah, he's not 19.
No, that's what I was figuring.
Bored with art.
What?
He's 60.
60.
And he worked for a private security company.
Who will never, ever get work again. I know, I saw the painting.
I'm going to post these pictures
on Twitter. Yes, please do. It's pretty incredible.
Because, I got to be honest, I almost like the ones with the eyes a little better.
I don't dislike the improvements.
Right?
But it's a bad idea.
Especially on your first day. Are you taking a ballpoint pen to art?
And how are you not knowing this is what you're supposed to be making sure doesn't happen? Because it's $1 million!
I don't know. I love it.
It's a price of Steinway. Not anymore.
I love it so much.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty classic, man.
It's insane.
It is insane.
All right, so you...
What did you do?
Your biggest mistake at work. Your biggest mistake at work. This was a million-dollar mistake.
Yeah, so no one's going to top that, I wouldn't think.
No, I wouldn't think
so. We're not expecting that.
No.
What did you do? You did something pretty funky.
Listen, I was working at a little radio... It's a pretty small town... Mm-hmm. Problem.
Right.
So it's not like I caused $1 million.
Right, right.
But I was working a radio station in the city that I was going to college in. And
back in the 1700s.
Yes. And they were going to have, it's 4th of July.
Right.
And they were going to have a fireworks show that was synchronized to the music on the station.
Right. Very common thing.
And I was on the air at the time and they said, you have to start
at
this
exactly,
music at exactly 7 p.m.
Yes. Straight up 00.
Not 7 p.m.
Nope.
02.
Nope.
You have to start it right on time because as soon as they hear that song, the fireworks are going.
So they're waiting for the song.
Yes.
To start.
I don't know what song it is.
Right.
So I think it's the 4th of July.
Right. And you got to fill some time.
I should play Coming to America. Is that the name of it by Neil Diamond?
Sure, yes.
They're coming to America today.
Something.
So I got it up.
Right.
And I was back timing.
Right.
And I
get it right
perfect.
To 7 o'clock.
It
right?
was going to fade
Neil
out.
Neil was going to fade out, and they're going to start the fireworks show with
right
that
at
first
7
song.
O'clock.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was so happy with it because I thought, I actually added content. I made this 4th of July better.
Just what you're supposed to do.
Turns out that song was the first song of the fireworks. And as soon as they heard it, at 5 till, they launched the fireworks.
Which means the next song was going to be the same song,
so
and the fireworks would no longer...
Yes.
Oh, no.
So we played it twice in a row, and the fireworks were no longer any... And the owner of the station called me and was screaming, what are you doing? And I was like... I thought it would be...
I was trying to help.
I was actually, for once in my life, trying to help.
All the songs in the universe. Yes. You picked the one.
What are the chances?
That is amazing.
And that's what I learned. Stop trying to help.
Yes.
Be an agent of chaos.
Never try to help. Yes, exactly. Screw everything up because who cares? You're just going to mess it up anyway.
So that wasn't great. But it certainly wasn't $1 million in damage.
No, that's a real radio thing to do, man.
So your biggest mistake on the job. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. This is right up our alley, as we like to make mistakes.
It really is.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, in the afternoon, a $1 million painting was ruined after a, quote, bored security guard drew eyes on faceless figures. It was a painting.
A million-dollar painting.
From 1930-31. Yeah, a million-dollar painting, and he put eyes on it with a little ballpoint pen. And I got to tell you, I like it a little better. I really do.
It is sort of improved, but I guess, you know.
They didn't appreciate it.
I guess not.
No. So that's the question. Your biggest mistake you made at work. KLOS, hello.
I was working for a construction company, and I'm actually the lead guy. So these guys are digging holes. And I popped a main gas line. This is in a high school, and it was active. I mean, people were at school. And so they came down, the maintenance people, and they said, hey, we need to find the line further up. You know, so we can cap it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I'm not using the Mini X. And he's like, come on, dude, I'll take the fall for it. No problem. Just dig it up real quick. No problem. And I'm like, all right, as long as you're going to have my friend. You heard him, right? And so sure enough, I start trolling around with a Mini X, a machine that digs huge holes. And I broke the line higher up the line.
Mm-hmm.
That was my biggest mistake.
Wow.
And did he take responsibility for it?
Oh, hell no. No way.
There you go.
Hell of course no. Not.
Listen to that, ladies and gentlemen.
Even my buddy was kind of like, you know, looking around. Just...
I mean, I got to be honest. It's a pretty sweet move to tell you that they'll back you and then not.
Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty great.
It was lunchtime. The other guy said, hey, I'm going to go get lunch. I'll get you a burger. Just stay here. And I'm like, oh, man, this is
boom.
All bad.
Well, at least nothing blew up, right? Up. Yeah.
Yeah, my boss shows up and he's like, you did what? With what?
Boo.
All bad.
Right on, man. Hey, don't go away. We're going to put you in a drawing, all right? You stay there, okay? Stay
okay,
put.
Okay, I will.
Hold on a second. Never believe your buddies. Hey, KLOS.
Hey.
Ty, the biggest mistake you made at work.
Biggest mistake I made at work was popping a gas line trying to help the guys in front of you.
Wait, hold on a second. Sorry, I put you on the wrong one. Hold on.
That was the same guy.
I just made that mistake myself.
You went to the same guy twice.
Yes. But I was going to put him on hold so we can put him in this drawing so we can maybe send him up to Vegas.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, perfectly. So that's what might happen to you. We'll just keep picking up your phone call over and over and over and over again. 818-955-KLOS, the biggest mistake you ever made at work.
We started by talking about a security guard that drew eyes on a painting that was worth $1 million.
Yeah.
And
first day on the job, too.
Ruined it. But yep. I got to be honest, I've looked at both.
You really kind of dig it.
I prefer the eyes.
Yeah.
I think the security guard did it a favor.
Who was it that sent the
Raul?
Mona Lisa with a googly eyes?
Oh, that was Kirk.
Kirk, I think you're right. That was the way to go for it. He should have put googly eyes on.
He went with the wrong eyes.
Yeah, just draw them on.
So we're talking about the biggest mistake you made at work. KLOS, hello.
I work at a weed farm, and our power was going out over the weekend, so we had to hook up some generators.
Mm-hmm.
The greenhouse, and I didn't check the setting on the generator before I fired it up, and I put 408 volts on a 208 breaker, and I blew all the fuses in the greenhouse.
Oh, no.
Oh, you killed all the plants.
Almost.
Wow.
I was able to save them, but
that's a chunk of change right there.
You should be put in jail for that. That is inexcusable.
Yeah. That's cruelty. That's viciousness. I need my smokes.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
He called like at 420.
Hey. I did call at 420.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's him again. That's the same guy.
No way.
It was. I went to that same line. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Pete.
Oh, Pete. Okay.
Anyway, I was fresh out of college, mm-hmm. and I was working for Golden Eagle Farms up north, and I was just started there, and I thought it'd be a smart idea to cut down these four oak trees to make more room on a lot, and I got fined $40,000.
Oh!
Wow, you got fined 40 grand.
Wow. Why? Well, they're so precious, they're so wonderful, they...
It was pleasant in California, so I guess it was precious.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
That's insane.
$40,000. Did you have $40,000 to pay it?
I just graduated from college. I didn't have crap.
Excellent. Excellent.
Wow.
Needless to say, I didn't work there much longer.
Yeah. Right.
That's
well
a fair size screw up. Dude, thanks for calling. Let's see what's on line 8. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is the guy that popped the gas on. You want me to tell the story again?
No, no, you hang on.
Don't go away. 818-955-KLOS. How did you screw up at work? Maybe it's some sort of karma. I just keep screwing everything up today because we're talking about screwing up at work.
Your biggest mistakes you made on the job. Let's check back in with the first guy who broke the power main or whatever it was.
Yeah, the gas line.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I just wanted to check and see if you still pop that gas line.
Yeah. All right, hold on. We're going to take your information, but don't go away.
Yeah, because we might send you to Vegas. It's a good possibility. But I'll be back to you in a couple of minutes. Don't worry about it. Over and over again.
We'll take your call every other time.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
I sent some artwork with misspelled words on it, and they printed them, and they printed about 15,000 units.
Woo! For what?
Was it an advertisement for
It was a t-shirt for a store.
Oh, 15,000 screwed up t-shirts.
Exactly. I was missing one letter.
What letter? What was the word?
It was like, I had like power or something like that, and the file didn't go all the way through, and I was missing like the R.
Po 96 or 93. Where are they? 90.
Exactly.
I don't know where they are.
I don't know.
Power 106.
Well done.
Thanks for calling. I should know that. It's on the other side of the building.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
What's up?
Biggest mistake
you made. Am I on the radio?
Yes. Thank you.
How dare you, sir?
Yes, thank you
How
for saying.
Dare you? How dare you?
What? KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Biggest mistake you made at work?
When I was 18 years old, I got a job at this pizza place down the street from where I lived, and they gave me a little Chevy Chevette car to drive. Well, I drove, I went to get my first delivery, coming back on the bridge. The bridge is like Meadow Grace in Florida, and the car spun all the way around. I hit the other rail on the other side, going the other direction.
Excellent.
Smashed the whole car up, and I drove it back to the pizza shop, and the guy couldn't see when I pulled up pizza shop that side of the car. I brought him outside. He took one look. He said, give me the freaking keys. Get the hell out of here.
Dude. Fired you on the
spot. I was
at
work less than a half an hour, man.
Dude, listen to me. Listen to me. Why don't you leave it where he can't see it and then come inside and go, what happened to my car?
Next time. Next
come
time.
On, man.
Young kid. I was like, I was a young kid. Like, all right, I got first jobs, you know what I mean?
Well, now you know how to handle the situation. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, so I was in a show. It's the number one show in Las Vegas at the Riviera, and it's called Flash. And we have two shows a night. One's an early show and one's a late show. So on the first show, we all make our entrances, right? And I was like the starfish. Right. So I come out, make my entrance. I'm parading on stage. People are looking at me. And then, you know, you mesh in with all the other dancers. And I notice the audience is still like drawn to me out of all the girls on stage. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe I did my makeup right that night. Maybe I have charisma.
Right. What are they seeing me that's so magical?
Right. So I'm so magical. But then I start making my exit, and I'm all excited, and I'm prancing off. And the backstage crew are, like, jaw-dropped and stunned. And I'm like, what? And I look down, and I realize I was topless.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Now that's a Vegas show I want to see.
I threw my hands over my breast because the first show is the Covered Family show.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to... How do you not notice that you're topless?
Okay, it's like...
Double A?
I had, out of all the girls, too, I had, like, the smallest breast.
That's what I was...
So I'm out there parading around on the family show. Nobody else is topless but me. Because you know what? I was late all the time. I was young. I would throw on my costume and go out. And
Or not throw on your costume, either way.
Well, as the 14-year-old in the audience, I would like to thank you for that day. I've never forgotten it. Do you want to go back to Vegas?
I wouldn't mind. I'm like, obviously I'm in LA now, and most of my family is out there, so it would be awesome.
All right. Would love to set you up at the Sahara Las Vegas for a 2-night stay. Would you be able to go up this weekend if you win the drawing tomorrow?
Really?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I could.
Right on.
But you have to go topless.
Well, hold on a second. Don't go away, okay? Hold
You're
on.
You're a great American.
Yeah. Book your big game getaway now at SaharaLasVegas.com or tell us how you screwed up at work. 818-955-KLOF.
Quack.
No, you need to pay a strict attention at all times.
Since when?
I'm doing your evaluation right now. Your self-evaluation I'm doing for you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We've been talking a lot about cover songs today.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to talk about this hour. Your favorite cover song, your least favorite cover song.
You're saying there's quite a few least showing up on social media, right?
Well, listen, there are a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, that's boy.
There are a lot of bad
boy
covers.
Howdy.
But I came across the Slash one, which I found, I think, is really good. I wasn't surprised that it was really good, but you always wonder, like, when somebody does a song like Rocket Man.
Right. Or anything. I mean, you know, anything well-known.
Right. Anything well-known. What kind of version are they going to do?
Yeah.
And it's Slash with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, and they did this version of Rocket Man.
I mean, even when you like the artist, when you see that they're going to cover some song you know really well, you're like, oh, this could be
careful.
Be bad.
Yes. Because there have been so many bad ones.
Yes.
She packed my bags last night pre-flight.
I like his voice.
Mm-hmm.
0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm going to be high.
They did this for a Disney Plus documentary on stuntmen.
I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Slash joins.
Touchdown breaks me round and can't you find? I'm not the man that bank I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Ready and it feels alone.
So we're kind of looking for people's favorite and least favorite cover songs. And you've got one here in the studio you want to play, right?
I do.
That is nice. That's nice work there.
But I get which one it is. I forget which one it is.
Think Trent.
Thank you.
And the Man in Black.
Yes.
Coming together.
Nine Inch Nails did a song called Hurt. I just wasn't positive which one we had and didn't have.
Right, yeah.
Because I like the Cure version.
Of Purple Haze.
But we don't have that full version here.
Right.
Can we play a little bit of that? Do you know that?
Yeah.
A little bit of Purple Haze by The Cure?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that band would cover Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, I remember being really surprised. I'd forgotten all about it, completely about it. But
And I sort of love this. I understand it's not for everybody, but I sort of love it.
It is nice and psychedelic.
Yep.
They really went full production with it, too. That's not stripped down or anything.
Get a serious cover of it. Yeah.
Yep. Which reminds me, we don't have tickets to The Cure, this band here.
Right.
But we do have tickets to The Who.
Although you said Cure.
Yeah, yesterday. I don't know what the hell. Give those away a little bit later.
So I do love that version.
Yeah, it's really solid.
But one of my favorites we're going to play, and then we're going to play one of your favorites as well.
Yeah, if I can find it. I really like Jolene by...
White Stripes?
Yeah, the White Stripes cover. But I think we only have the live version in here, but that's okay. But let's do this one. Johnny Cash taking on Nine Inch Nails Hurt, and then we want to hear about your favorite or least favorite covers, the really bad ones. I suppose William Shatner will turn up. 818-955-KLOS.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tear myself, I would find a way.
That is half great just because of who he is.
That's, yeah.
And his age.
Yep.
And the words of that song.
And that's what he brought to it, clearly he was feeling it completely.
Uh-huh. And yeah. the video as yeah. well was yes. great yeah, and a big yeah, part
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
That's a great cover. We're talking about
super
the covers.
Good cover. Yeah, and I would love to play right after that. It would have been perfect. Dolly Parton, White Stripes. We haven't been able to find it. Jolene. There's a yes. live version floating around, but it's not as good. So dig that out, because that's really good. Really like it.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what about Metallica's cover of Whiskey in the Jar?
Hey, that's a good one. Do you like that one, or do you hate it?
I love that song, man. They rocked the shit out of it.
That is a fact. Here, we'll prove it.
We're talking about your favorite and least favorite cover songs.
Yeah, Chris Cornell, Nothing Compares to You is amazing.
Is a great version.
Yep. You want to hear it? You want us to play it for you?
Sure, that would be great.
Right on. Who's this?
This is Trent.
Trent Reznor?
Yeah, Trent Reznor.
Right on,
man. Thanks
for
calling, Trent.
Thanks for calling, dude. We really like Johnny Cash's cover of your song.
It's been 7 hours and 16 days since you took your love away.
Then he tore up a picture of the Pope. No one knows why.
You made quite a statement, though. You say that Chris has got one of your favorite voices ever. Is that what you're
saying? That's a really difficult category.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm not great with top five, top three
lists. Yeah,
but
yeah.
he might be my favorite vocalist of all time.
I mean, I tell you, when I always long appreciated him, but when he did Patience, the GNR cover,
yes.
I was like, damn.
Yep. Did you ever see him solo?
No.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I'm
amazing,
sure.
Yeah.
So for some reason, we're talking about covers this afternoon.
Yes, we are. We're talking about cover songs because I found the Slash version of Rocket Man.
Right.
And we started talking about your favorite and your least favorite cover songs. You have one?
Van Halen has a perfect song for you two fellers.
Yes. It is?
Happy trails to you.
I love it. It's really long, though. It's like 8.5 minutes. I think we could do that.
Bombadida, 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 bombadida.
I love that cover.
I do too.
It's ridiculous. It was on a 45 as a flip side, and I used to listen to it all the time.
I was trying to get your attention.
I saw that
time.
At the very end.
The whole song I was waving at you, and I'm 2 feet away.
Man, I zone.
What are you paying attention to?
I am Ann Co. I love them. You know, there's a lot of Social D tattoos in this town.
Yeah, true.
You know, a lot of that.
I lost a lot of money to him playing cards.
Oh, you did? Really? Yes. Oh, he's a good poker player, huh?
He is.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't even remember if we were playing poker. I think it was something else. But
that's funny. That does not surprise me.
I had to go to, it was at a concert, and I had to go to an ATM machine.
Wow.
And get cash.
So you did pay up to Mr. John Edge.
Correct, yes.
And he, you know, we just played that.
You don't not pay to him.
No.
You have to pay.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. We played that Johnny Cash cover of Nine Inch Nails, so it seemed appropriate.
We weren't really planning on playing all of these songs.
No.
We were just planning on talking about a lot of your favorite cover songs, but it just is sort of happening that way. I am going to bring one in that I think might be the biggest abomination ever. That is an awful, perhaps puke-worthy song.
Okay.
And it's a country duo.
Okay.
Called Big and Rich. I don't know them.
Big and Rich. Never heard
I know
of them.
I think for a while they were very popular.
Big and Rich.
Yes.
For a while.
And they did You've Got to Fight for Your Right to Party.
Oh, no!
Yes.
The Beastie Boys.
Let's see how much of it we can take.
Okay. This doesn't sound anything like it yet.
Nope.
Kick it!
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep.
No. Make it stop.
You gotta fight.
You want to play for school, man, you don't want to go.
This is real.
Wow.
You better stay at home, watch a Don Imus show.
Watching what?
Don Imus show. I don't know.
Oh, Don Imus.
You missed two classes and no homework.
Come on.
They're really putting their heart into it.
But your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk.
No.
Here it comes. You ready?
No.
You gotta fight. Oh, you're right.
That's
Wow, that's rough.
That is a terrible cover.
That is rough. That hypocrite smokes two packs a day. All right, I'll say something something pretty. I never did like that song. Everybody always loved that song. I never liked it.
You never liked it?
Never liked
it. Not even before you heard it too much.
Not really.
Really?
No. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I like some other ones. Brass Monkey's pretty
funny. You're an awful human being.
That's a fact. I'm just like, whatever.
We're talking about cover songs. Your favorite or least favorite songs. You have one?
Well, my least favorite would have to be Rocket Man by
Slash.
Shatner. Yeah.
Oh, William Shatner. You thought they were going, he's going for the juggler.
I did, yeah.
All right, well, I hope Bill isn't listening, but here's a piece of it anyway. Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your favorite or least favorite cover.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
Oh, I love this so much.
0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite.
Do you remember the Gong Show?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, Jamie Farr is getting up right now.
And hitting the gong.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a long, long time.
Grabbing the thing.
Who was the host of that show?
Gene Chuck Berry.
Machine was on that?
Yes.
Gene the Dancing
Machine.
Yes,
he was. Yeah. And Chuck Berry. He's one of my favorite hosts ever. Chuck Barris, excuse me.
Yes.
Chuck Barris. I love him.
What's happening to our show?
I mean, I remember, actually, Louis Largent. You remember Louis Largent?
I do.
He brought me that song right there before it was released, and he goes, play this right now. And I'm like...
Did you know who it was?
Ohio Players. And, well, I knew the song.
Yeah,
and he's like,
of course.
Chili Peppers doing that. And I'm like, okay.
You like it?
Yeah, it was all right.
I kind of like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't hate it as much as
it's not as bad as Big and Rich. Fight for your right to party.
And then right before that, Clutch, Fortunate Son. That was a good cover as well.
We are talking about favorite or least favorite cover songs. KLOS, hello.
You still doing the cover songs?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
I like Bad Company by Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah, that is a damn good one.
That's a great cover.
It's a really good cover. Who are you?
This is Matt from Ventura.
Pretty sure that's the Carpenters. Yes? No?
FFDP, good right. Stuff from them. Bad Company on KLOS. I like that. That's
I do too. Cover, yeah. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We weren't planning on playing cover songs. We were just planning on talking about them, but it seems like the way to go.
Yeah, and then now I think it should just devolve into the worst covers. I'm just looking for the really bad covers now.
That's KLOS, kind of... the worst covers. Hello.
Hi. Can you guys do Southern California a solid and erase every copy you have? And destroy every vinyl, 8-track, cassette, whatever you got of Aerosmith, come together. I'm sick of hearing that.
I don't think that's possible
because
there are a few 8-tracks that we're not familiar with.
Were you making bets as to where it was going to go? I was thinking it was Bill Shatner.
That was
my
too.
Guess, yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. We'll do that immediately.
KLOS, hello.
I got a cringe-worthy one that's worthy of all time.
Yay.
All right, what is it?
Good, yeah, what?
It is when Bette Midler did Beast of Burden.
I actually remember that.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I sort of like it.
No, you don't.
No, it's really bad.
Nope, it's
but
you
I
don't
sort
like
it.
No, you don't.
Come on, the rose is going down on
nope.
Mick.
Nope.
But that came out weird.
Yes, it did.
Thanks for calling, man. We are looking for a really bad one. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
My name's John.
Worst cover ever.
All right, that would have to be the stupid Ghostbusters remake song.
By who?
That was bad enough originally. I don't know.
I think it was like Fall Out Boy or something, but God, that was awful.
Fall Out Boy. No,
I can't imagine Fall Out Boy doing Ray Parker Jr.
That's rough enough when Ray's doing it. Wow, good call.
Yeah,
good, terrible call. Thanks for calling. Wow.
KLOS, hello.
Worst cover ever.
Can a band do a cover of their own work? Like Metallica, Enter the Sandman on Jimmy Fallon?
Because it was a really bad performance?
That was hilarious. It was just so much fun.
So your bet is that Jimmy jumped in and just had to join them. Is that right?
I would guess so because I know him and he's awful. Wait, before you...
Right.
I want to play you Fall Out Boy.
Oh, no. Oh, the Ghostbusters one, you found it?
Featuring Missy Elliott.
Oh, no. Missy Misdemeanor? Okay. By the way, I think we have...
Sounds good.
Yeah. That's Ghostbusters? Yeah, that doesn't sound anything like Ghostbusters.
Hang on, let me fast forward a little bit.
Oh, yep, there it is.
Oh, I just went to another instrumental part. All right, never mind.
But I think we have what people are either going to agree, and someone just texted me with a last suggestion.
Is
one of the best.
Love.
I do too. I like it. But I can see where people would hate it.
We can understand, especially if you listen to this radio station, that you hate it.
Yeah.
I love it.
But it's pretty damn funny. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play it right after these commercial messages, these exciting messages. So you decide if this is the best or worst cover ever right after this.
Is this next song part of this hour of rock?
Yes. Yeah, that's questionable on this one.
We have been talking about cover bands and cover songs, I mean,
yes.
All day, all hour, and good and bad.
Yep, yep.
Now, I don't know where you're going to fall on this one.
I know. This is really up in the air. Yeah, a friend of mine texted me and like, what about this one? I'm like, oh,
you
perfect.
Love it?
I do.
Okay, I do too.
I can see how people would hate it, though.
Agreed.
Yep.
But let's do it.
Okay. All right, here you go. Love or hate?
Hey, everybody, this is Dave Grohl, and you're listening to 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California.
Pearl Jam, Black, you gotta be crazy.
Unless it's Tiny Tim, then I'm in.
Unless it's Tiny Tim.
Right.
I love Tiny Tim.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We did a self-evaluation, and we started out giving ourselves 7 or 8 out of 10.
Within a few minutes.
And we ended up around about a 3.
So your self-evaluation, if it goes bad, you're not alone.
Correct, yes. And we talked about our favorite and least favorite cover songs. And somehow we found our way to the country group Big and Rich. And their cover of You've Got to Fight for Your Right to Party.
Which is just an abomination,
it's
really.
It's god-awful. And that's why we're playing it for you now.
School, man, you don't want to go.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's probably more than enough, actually. Wow, that's bad. Wow.
Yeah, let's not do that again.
Okay. I'm thinking, if you don't mind, I'm going to get out of here and go home and pet the kitty.
You enjoy that. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Figured since we played that other song, maybe you didn't like it so much, we would throw on one you probably did like from them, Foo Fighters and Waiting on a War.
95.5 KLOS.
Today, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologized on a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years.
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But yes. Mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. That should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Okay. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine,
mm-hmm.
and I have a yard for the first time. I, you know, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
Shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, you know, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
in my hands. I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying you're... No.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my Vans, they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What?
Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7
what?
Years,
yeah.
What happened?
I went to the website, mm-hmm. and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. We have a call-in topic coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, the biggest mistake you made on the job.
Whoo, you blew it, and we want to hear about it.
We've blown it so much.
We just proved that moments ago.
Yes, we did. And we're going to give away, we're going to qualify you for a chance at the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
Yes.
Two reserved seats at Chicky and Pete's for the big game viewing party.
Damn straight.
Reserved seats. Yeah. $100 credit for food and beverage plus $200 travel cash. We're going to qualify you for that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour with the biggest mistakes you made on the job. You can book your big game getaway now at SaharaLasVegas.com. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Congratulations to Karen Anderson. Sorry about your first name. And Parnelli Davis both got qualified for the two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Two reserved seats at the Chicky and Pete's for the big game viewing party. $100 credit for food and beverage and $200 in travel cash. Congrats and good luck.
Drawing's yeah, we'll do tomorrow. That drawing tomorrow. Yeah, yeah.
I just said that, yeah.
No, we're going to do the drawing tomorrow.
The drawing is tomorrow.
When are we going to do the drawing?
Tomorrow.
Oh. Don't shoot me. I'm only the piano player. Hit number one on the UK album charts on this day in rock in 1973. It was Elton John's first number one. The Clash began recording their debut album on this day in rock in 1977. They did it over three weekend sessions at CBS Studio 3 in February of 1977. It cost about $6,000 to make.